Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
South Central, and their song, Eon, from the forthcoming album, Owl of Minerva, due out in December. And South Central are from Brighton, England, home to Fatboy Slim, and recently declared the happiest place in Britain in a recent BBC poll, featuring 94% of the residents surveying, saying that they were quite happy in their lives. And if you're curious, In Britain, coming last is Belfast in Northern Ireland. Salutations and greetings to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Camel in Vancouver, online at on the internet at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm here on the second floor of the Student Union Building on UBC campus. You can call the studio here at 604-822-2487, and you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Today is September 22nd, and it is now autumn, which you could have gathered by the change in the weather outside. Prepare to kiss that sunlight goodbye, and let's welcome back the misty, milky gray skies till, say, April. Towards 8:30, the soundtrack profile of Radio Free Gak will focus on British jazz musician Roy Budd, but first things first, here's Justice. The French duo are completing their epic tour this week in South America with September 27th's performance at Sao Paulo's Skull Beats Festival as their last live show. They recently composed a song for Dior Homme's summer 2009 fashion show, which they revised, split into three parts, and added a fourth part, fleshing out the entire thing to a modest 17 minutes. Last week's show, you would have heard a little bit beforehand when Henry and his guest Steve played on some sound the part four of Planisphere. Here's part one from Justice on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. Sisters of Transistors and the Acid Girls' Grey disco remix of their single The Dawn, which came out last month through London label This Is Music. Sisters of Transistors are from Manchester, and amongst their members is one of the old rave guard there from the Manchester scene, Graham Massey, from the band 808 State. The other members are described as UK's premier ladies combo organ quartet, and as you heard, prog meets acid house with a touch of goth thrown in there. Here's a band on the Kitsune label I've been played in the past, as they've put out a new 12-inch. In Flagranti are from New York, and their dirty disco styles continue. And here is the Holy Ghost cover version of the title track, which features the Juan McLean. Business Acumen on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
bang, que tipe tipe tam bam bam, que tum bam que bim. Tiki tam tiki ti tam tam tam, que bum bam bam, que tum bam, que tipe tipe tam bam bam, que tum bam que bim. Ecstasy, extano. Si la conoces te gustará, porque es la bomba que va a estallar. No tiene pegas porque es genial. Así me gusta a mí, 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 así me gusta a mí. Extano, ecstasy, extano, ecstasy, extano, ecstasy, extano.
The Glimmers with Estasi Estano from their debut album, The Glimmers are Gigi Gazi. The Belgian duo are originally known as the Glimmer Twins, which Rolling Stone fans know as a production alias of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, so lawyers forced the name change quite quickly. If you check out their MySpace, they do a gritty cover of Let's Get Physical. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
On Thursday, September 25th, federal candidates will be at the UBC Vancouver campus to debate issues that are critical to students in the upcoming federal election. Discussion topics include federal responsibility in post-secondary funding, student financial assistance, support for childcare spaces, improving immigration accreditation policies, affordable housing, and public transit infrastructure.
The debating candidates are Michael Byers of the NDP, Joyce Murray, Liberal Party, Adrian Carr of the Green Party, and Deborah Meredith, Conservative Party. Co-sponsored by the AMS External Office, the UBC New Democratic Party Club, the Federal Young Liberals of Canada at the UBC, Green Party of UBC, and the UBC Campus Conservatives.
Come witness the federal candidate debate Thursday, September 25th, 1 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at the Sub Conversation Pit, located in the Student Union Building, 6138 Student Union Boulevard, Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR.
We'll be right back.
Dragonettes with the Midnight Juggernauts remix of I Get Around. The Toronto band, now based in London, have oddly enough become more successful here in Canada after moving to gain more attention, which is no problem for the playfully, delightfully outspoken quartet. And again, their profile has raised after getting attention from blogger Perez Hilton, and after a few dates in California right now, Dragonette will be touring in Australia and Spain. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and next up are a couple more remixes, starting off with Marco DeMarc, who's an Aussie DJ from the Gold Coast, and his latest single is Tiny Dancer. No apparent connections to Elton John's classic, however. The song features Casey Barnes, and we'll listen to Toronto's DeadMau5 dub mix of Tiny Dancer.
Someone somewhere would say, yeah, you make me feel good.
Jackson Jones with the Paluski edit of I Feel Good, Put Your Pants On. Jackson Jones is a hip-hop producer from Chicago who regularly has an urban yet tropical vibe, and Paluski is one nutty Polish-French DJ who unofficially released these as a white label last year through Dark and Lovely Records. Here's another Canadian remix, this time by Crystal Castles for a British act called White Lies. From their single Through Fiction Records, here is Death on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. Out of Cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, The Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens: Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts everything.
Bye.
TTC from Montreal, working with Mozlechter from Berlin, and that was Une Bande de Mecs Sympa, which you can find on Volume 3 of Boogie Bytes through B-Bitch Control. Before that, before the advertisement for the Vancouver International Film Festival, we had Light Lies with Death, as remixed by Crystal Castles. The Castles will play Commodore on October 27th, and here's who else is playing before then. So tonight, Sindon with Nacho Lovers and Paul Devereaux at the Modern. Tomorrow, Brastronaut and Language Arts will be at the Biltmore. At the Bourbon on Wednesday, it's Novelero with the details and the good news. A Place to Bury Strangers with the CN Alice Group and Japan Drones will be at the Biltmore on Thursday. As well that night, Cadence Weapon will be at Richards on Richards. On Friday, the Wedding Present will be at the Media Club, and the Stolen Minx with the Transmitters, the Beelines, and the Mean Jeans will be at the Astoria. On Saturday, Defectors with White Lung, Beelines, and Vapid will be at the Emergency Room. At St. James Hall, there'll be an all-ages show on the 27th featuring Tiny Vipers and Mammifer. Also that night, we have The Bourbon, and they're hosting We Are Wolves. And at the Biltmore, we have Lee and Finn. On Sunday, at Richards at Richards, we have Cold War Kids. On September 30th, Mission to Burma will be at the Plaza Club. On October 1st, Silver Jews with Monotonics will be at Richards on Richards. On October 2nd, DJ Medi by Bourbon. Mastercraft with the Felix Cartel and Paul Devereaux will be at Celebrities on the 3rd of October. At the Plaza Club on October 4th, Jamie Liddell. Also that night, at the Chance Center, is an all-ages show featuring Canadian songwriter Ron Smex Smith. On October 5th, Horror Pops will be at Richards on Richards. And there's here at least two shows on October 7th. We have Iron and Wine with a Sam Bean solo performance at the Commodore. And another all-ages show will be at the Chance Center, and that's Sugar Rose.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
That was the main theme to Zeppelin, the 1971 World War I film directed by Etienne Perrier that starred Michael York and Elke Sommer. The theme was composed by Roy Budd, who is this week's feature on Radio Free GAC. Budd was a British composer born in 1947, starting off early as a child prodigy on the piano, inspired by Oscar Peterson. Through his command of the keys, he played a pop jazz fusion and cut various records in his teenage years with his brothers, on his own, and most famously his trio, before effectively barging into the scoring business in the late 60s. Let's start with a range of his score work before diving into his best-known work. We'll start off with a song that was never formally released, but is one of his most tender yet stark bits of music, from perhaps the best ever spy show, known less for its action and more for its tense dialogue. And I lost my place. Good work. Here is Roy Budd with the opening titles to the ITV series, The Sandbaggers.
Thank you.
Roy Budd with So Nice, and before that, the main theme from Fear is the Key, the 1972 revenge movie starring Barry Newman, and a very early performance by Ben Kingsley. Most people know Roy Budd best for his work in 1971's movie Get Carter, director Mike Hodges' first film, and it starred Michael Caine at his most stark as a man who tries to figure out what happened to his brother in Newcastle upon Tyne. Roy Budd worked with his regular trio, bassist Jeff Klein and percussionist Chris Caron, though they often deployed other instruments like the tabla and the harpsichord-like sounds of the celestra, just to add a little bit more space. The main theme, which we're about to hear, was originally just a temporary track used to come up with a proposed melody and harmonies for a wider arrangement. Thankfully, Budd left the demo as it was and allows us to enjoy these next few songs from the soundtrack to the original Get Carter, starting off with the main theme, Carter Takes a Train.
There are Mr. Carter in the room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Margaret? I thought you weren't coming.
Changed me mind?
I want to talk to you.
What about?
Doreen.
She's nothing to do with me.
What do you mean? You've been Frank's bird ever since her mother cleared off. You're closer to her than anyone.
No. No, it's not like that. I've got a husband, you know.
Hold it. Who killed Frank, Margaret?
Killed? I don't know anything about it.
Really?
I must go. I'm in a hurry.
We began that set with Carter Takes a Train, otherwise known as the main theme to Get Carter, before hearing Plaything, and then, what came next? The Girl in the Car. There was some dialogue there that we heard from the movie starring Michael Caine. And then, in the background here, we hear the instrumental version of Getting Nowhere in a Hurry. The soundtrack was originally released only in Japan, but when the remake of Get Carter was made, that ill-advised abomination starring Sylvester Stallone in 1999... the record label Cinephile worked with the original releaser, Castle Records, on a remastered version, which was released in 2000. Roy Budd never lived to see that re-release, though he continued to score and perform until his death in 1993. And that's about it for Radio Free Gak here. If you missed any of this week's show, you can grab the podcast from the new In Blue CITR website, which is www.citr.ca. Otherwise, I have a link to the podcast along with playlist information and other happy little links on my website, which is www.gak.ca. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And then at midnight, Vengeance is Mine, 2 hours of punk, brought to you by Trevor Fielding. We'll close the show with another Roy Budd song, simply called Fields of Green, Skies of Blue. Two things we'll think of as our fields turn to brown and our skies gray. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll see you next week. And remember, if you can't stay out of trouble, just don't get caught. Woot.